Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Mefarshim tell us that one of the explanations of the word Haggadah is to thank and praise. Like the Yerushalmi explains the Pasuk in the Torah, Higadti Hayom LaHashem Elokecha. This is why the Haggadah is based on the words in the Parasha of Bikurim, which is about praising Hashem. On the night of the Seder, we are to thank and praise Hashem for all that He did for our ancestors in Mitzrayim, which in turn affected us. As it says in the Haggadah, the mitzvah applies, afilu kulanu chachamim, even if everyone knows every detail of the story. Because it's not just about the knowledge, it's about showing gratitude. The Abu Darham writes, we are supposed to tell the story b'simcha ubhoda'ah, with joy and gratitude. Part of the mitzvah is the happiness we have when we relate the story, because happiness is a sign of real gratitude. And to feel proper hakarat hatov, a person has to understand what was actually done for him. We read an entire piyut in the Haggadah called Dayenu, which opens our eyes to the details of Hashem's chasadim. The more details we discover in the story, the greater our appreciation will be, and the greater is the praise to Hashem. We could also talk at the Seder about the kindnesses that Hashem does for us in our daily lives. And there as well, the more details we can uncover, and the ripple effects of Hashem's kindnesses, the greater will our praise be. I read a story in the FJJ about Rabbi Yisrael Lefkowitz Zatzal, who managed to get out of Czechoslovakia in 1938 and emigrate to America. Every year during the Pesach Seder, he would tell his family, if not for Joe Vogel, none of us would be here today. And this practice went on for 70 years. What did Joe Vogel do for them? Close relatives of the Lefkowitz family, who were already living in Cleveland in 1938, heard about Hitler's horrors, and they understood that their relatives had no future in Czechoslovakia. They must join us in America, they thought. But how can we get them permission to enter the United States? It was common knowledge that in order to enter America, every immigrant needed an affidavit of support, which meant they had to get an American citizen to show enough money in the bank or a large enough salary to undertake supporting the prospective immigrant if he could not make a living on his own. The Lefkowitz relatives were poor. They did not have the funds required to get that affidavit. But then they remembered they had a distant relative named Joe Vogel, who was at that time the president of Lowe's Theaters, making a very large salary. The relatives contacted him and told him that he has distant relatives suffering in Carlsbad, and they needed an affidavit to come here. Joe happily signed the papers and thereby save that entire family. In 2006, when Rabbi Yisrael Lefkowitz was getting on in age, he called his son and said, you know, we never thank Joe personally. Although I mention him every year at the Seder, I feel I need to do more. After some research, the family found out that Joe died in the 1960s and was buried in a Jewish cemetery in Westchester. Rabbi Yisrael asked all of his children and grandchildren, a very large family, to all come to the grave on a certain day and pray by Joe's kever together. As they stood in front of that kever, an emotional Rabbi Yisrael began to talk, as it were, directly to Joe. And this is what he said, Joe, do you know that all of us here would not be standing here if not for you? What did you do already? You thought you did nothing. All you did was sign a piece of paper. But look at all of this. Look at what you did. Perhaps when you went up to heaven, you may have thought, what merits am I taking with me? You no doubt forgot about signing that paper. But look at the merits you came up with. All of these people, some Talmidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah, Shomrei Torah Mitzvot, Ba'alei Chesed, Machzikei Torah, all of us are only here and we're able to do what we accomplished because of you. Only because you decided that some distant relative in far off Czechoslovakia was worthy of your signature. That was an example of really feeling Hakarat HaTov, understanding what was done and bringing out its value and then fully appreciating. The more we recognize what Hashem does for us, the greater our praise will be to Him. Have a great day.